We are starting. We're on the sugya of, we just said there's yesh muksa l'chetzi Shabbos. So something became muksa in mid Shabbos, it's going to remain muksa. Now, okay, we're just a little bit past halfway down. Okay, I'm going to find my place. So Eisvei, we're having a kasha on this. We're going to prove now that there's it is not muksa. So v'shovin, so this is the brisa that we had. We're having a kasha from, even though this was Adaba Ukmi, we're bringing a kasha from it. V'shovin, and they agree, she'im noilad umumoy imoy, if it was born and its mum was with it, yeah, then she'zeh min muchon, this is muchon. Okay.
Again, read it again.
B'shovim shim noilad, it was born umumo imor, it was born with its mum. Basically, it was born with a birth defect.
And that we said it's mishubash, right?
Yeah, we said it's mishubash, but we're ignoring that right now.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. But am I? So why is it muchan? Yeah. Neimer hai bechor miikara. Meaning, according to you, that you just said yesh muksa lechasi Shabbos. So like this. Hai b'chor mi'ikora havi chazi. It was chazi agav ime. Because we, right, on account of its mother, we learned earlier that if you shecht something, yeah, then you can eat the baby inside because of the mother. And even the Rashi says, well, it's a b'chor, but b'chor, you only become a b'chor by being born a b'chor. Right? So this is not a b'chor. Let's say a cesarean section is not a b'chor. Right? So, anyway, so this is, so it's first it's chazi. Okay, on the beginning of Yontov, is yolid lay, and then it was born, idchi lay. Now, yeah, if it was born now, right, then it became not chazi because it's a b'chor now, and you need a pas to be paskid on, yeah, for it to be matirit, yeah. Achzi lechochem, then you show it to a chochem, yeah, ishtori lay, and then it becomes mutter. So let's just say that over again, yeah? Whilst it's in the mother's stomach, if you shech the mother, you can eat the blood. Once it's born, now it's a b'chor, and you can't eat it. Now, once you show it to the chocham, now it becomes, and it's got a mum kavua, then it's permissible. So you see, the yesh muksa l'chetzi Shabbos, this is a case of it, and we say the whole locker is its mutter. So Amar Abaye, says Abaye, yeah, but Yisema Rav Safra, no. The case is, kugon de yasvi, that they were sitting, yeah, the Dayanim Hossam. The Dayanim were watching the birth. Yeah, so as soon as the Dayanim were watching the birth, they saw, I suppose, it had a big mum on its nose or something. And it was, so it was never, ever Osa. I mean, it was mutter when it was in its baby, in his mother's stomach. Yeah, and now it was born and it had a mum. So I never had a Cheskes Issa, so you're not Mati or anything, and this is not pertinent to Osukya. So Ikad Army, so we're going to put it a different way around. Yeah, Amalei, so back to the original question where he was asked, is Yesh Muksa L'chetzi Shabbos or not? Amalei, he says, Ey Muksa L'chetzi Shabbos, it's not Muksa. So basically the answer was was the opposite, it's totally Mutter. If it, since it was fitting on the beginning of Shabbos and it goes reverts back to that, it's going to be not Muksa. Leimim Messiah, so let's suggest this Bryce that we just said above now is a proof. Yeah, V'shovim, and they agree, She'im Noilad Umumo Imoy, that it was born with a mum, Yesh Zem in a Muchon. This is considered a Muchon. Okay, so we're going to analyze it again. Baha b'chor, this b'chor, mi'ikara, havi chazi agavime, it was fitting upon its mother. Yeah, if you would have shechted it, it's yolid lei, idchi lei, and if it was born, it will be a b'chor, then you can't partake of it. Achzi l'chachom, if you showed it to a chachom, ishtari lei, then it would be permissible. So you see over here, this is a case of Yesh Muksa L'chetzi Shabbos, and it's Mutter, so that's a proof for what we just said. So Amar Abaye, no, we push off the proof. Amar Abaye, V'isim Rav Safra, Kugoin, it's in the case, the Yosfi that was sitting, Dayan Yehossam, the Dayanim were over there, and they saw it straight away, so that it never was Osa, because it was it was in his mother's stomach, it was Mutter, and when it was born, it had a mum straight away, so it's considered good for a barbecue. Now, Tashma, so is the Yesh Muksa L'chetzi Shabbos or not? So here's the case. We've got a Braisa. Hayah Oichel Ba'anavim. A person was eating grapes, and he had lots of them. V'hoisi, and he had leftovers. Yeah, so what did he do? V'halen l'gag. He says, you know what, with these remaining grapes, I'm going to put them on the roof to dry out. That's what they used to do. La'asoyz mehen samukim. So make from them raisins. Okay, alternatively, it's in the case, he was always eating, but to ain him, he was eating figs. V'hoysir, and he had extra ones. V'halen l'gag, and he put them up to the roof. La'asoyz mehen grogros, to make grogros. Right, dried figs. Now, so, lo yochol mehem, right, he can't eat from them on Yom Tov, ad shiyazmin mod yom, unless he would make a stipulation or like kind of do hasmona from mod yom. Okay, v'chein asa atar moitzin, and similarly you find a similar case, but a farsakin with peaches, apricots, whatever they are, yeah, chavushim and quinces, a shark, how many peros and the like, with all of the other peros. If you had extras and you put them onto the roof to put them to dry out, you can't eat from the Yom Tov until you did hazmona, until you prepared them. So that was the end of the braisa. So the Gemara asked, hey chidami, what's the case? Yeah, that we're talking about that you required to do hazmona. We haven't spoken out yet. We just brought the braisa, and that's what we're going to say. We're going to say hey chidami, and we're going to basically pinpoint it, and then we're going to ask the question. Good, right? So hey chidami, right? So eat the chazu, right? If these things, so remember that basically, if they're totally dried when Yom Tov comes in, right? Then it's dried fruit, and dried fruit is by definition l'chora. We don't go to your cupboard at Erev Yom Tov and say, I prepare you for Yom Tov, I prepare you for Yom Tov. Food by definition, if it's food, but yeah, it doesn't really need hazmana, right? So hey chidami, either chazu, right? If the chazu, when Yom Tov came in, you had your dried your raisins, yeah? Lama le hazmana. Why would you need hazmana, right? So obviously the Brice is not talking about that case, yeah? Either lo chazu, and if they're not chazu, right, at all, meaning they're still soggy grapes, yeah, okay, ki azmin lehu my heavy, when he does hasmona to them, how is that going to help, because it's ichi. So v'chitem, so we got rid of those two cases, yeah, v'chitem, if you want to say this is the case, yeah, delo yoda, he didn't know though, yeah, I chazu, I lo chazu, if they were chazu or not, basically, he wasn't aware of his, what stage they were holding at. Yeah, and then they became by Benish Mashal's chazi. Meaning they became raisins, they were raisins already when Benish Mashal's came. But the problem over here is he didn't know about it. So maybe over there, since he didn't know about it, he would have to make like kind of a stipulation, you know, in Timta Loma, they're going to be ready, I'm going to eat from them on Yom Tov. If you want to suggest that, but the problem is it's not going to be a good suggestion. Why? But Omar Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, Mukta, something that's Mukta, meaning let's say for our case is like a soggy grape. Yeah, shuyovash, and it dried out. The ena bailim makirin, and the owners don't recognize. They're unaware. They're out of town right now. Yeah, and then they came back. Bo is mutter. It's going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the point over here, originally this was food. Yeah, and all you did, you're just saying, but basically, I'm putting it to dry out. But all, as long as it's dry, you're making it. It's like not food. But as soon as it becomes edible again, automatically it's back to food. So therefore, that's mutter. So that can't be the case either, because the bride has said you need to do hasmona. Right? You need to do something. So if this was the case, also, yeah, you wouldn't have to do anything. It's got like an automatic hasmona. So basically, we've got three suggestions for this bride. It doesn't make sense. If you want to tell me it's raisins already, it's sure. Sure, good. If you want to tell me it's soggy grapes, sure, bad. If you want to tell me it's raisins and the owners didn't know about it, and that's why they need to do hasmona, that's not true, because we know that they don't. So what is the case? So El, it must be. Ella lav de chazu. Isn't it our case? They were chazu when Yom Tov came in, meaning there were raisins when Yom Tov came in. V'idchu, and then it started raining. Yeah, and then the sun came out and they dried out, which is our case. Okay, the iamart ein muksa. If you want to tell me there's no muksa, right, which was like according to the second opinion, lamalu hasmona. Why would you need hasmona? But we said over here it's stipulated. Yeah, you got your leftover grapes and you put them up on the roof to dry. You got to do hasmona. So you see, yesh muksa l'chetzi shabbos. Oh. But we push back. We say, wait a second. Ella, my, yesh muksa. So you're suggesting me there is muksa. You're saying, by the fact that you need this monomous, but there is muksa. Ki azmin lehu, my heavy. When you're saying, when you're doing hasmona over there, how is it going to help? Because think about it. When do you do hasmona? You do hasmona, like we've got a yom, right? Before Shabbos and Yom Tov comes in, right? That's when you got to do hasmona, because if you do it after, it's too late. Now, when Yom Tov came in, what state were these? We set up the case quite clearly. They had the raisins, and then it rained, yeah, and became soggy grapes, and then they became raisins again. So when he is doing the hasmona, the raisins. So raisins are good. So they don't need hasmona. How's the hasmona in a good state going to help you when something bad happens later, basically? That's what Rashi says. It doesn't really make sense. Just let's read that.
You don't even have a halloween to do hasmona on Sunday as well.
Or it wouldn't help. Let's just read what Rashi, because I'm not 100% clear on this. So, Ela Mai Yej Mukta. You see this Rashi? It's about like 12 lines up or so. Ela Mai Yej Mukta Ki Azmin Lahu Mai Hevi. Hasmona, this hasmona, the Koidim Haktar. That was before that you, Russian of Muksa, yeah, my Mahanya, how will it help? But Lav Hazmona, without the Hazmona, now Muchonim, right? They're already, right? V'oimdim, hein. V'iso ba'achrechen, and Issa just comes after, so it's not going to help. Okay.
I mean, they're on the roof.
They may rain, fall, I know. I'm in the way that I do with Mona, even though they're good now, thinking that they may
become not good. Good, that's a nice suggestion,
but the Gemara doesn't address that. It seems the Dover posture, not like that.
What is this Mona? What
exactly
are you saying? I want these. I'm going to eat these on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Why do you need to do it again? If they're food.
You don't have to really. If it's food, you don't have to do. By definition, it is. We had it earlier, like with birds, and for example. You know, you've got your bird.
These aren't food unless you declare them food.
No, but these are, by definition. It started as food. That's what they were, grapes. So they started. These have always been food. You made it not food by trying to turn it into raisins. So that's the difference over here. So normally it jumps back. Okay. So basically we're stuck now then. We don't really understand this. It doesn't make sense. So in this case, so lo tzricha, right? So this is the case. The achsu v'lo achsu, right? They were the in-between case, meaning the borderline. People like me would eat them. People like Ephraim would definitely not eat them. Yeah. And so the question is, yeah. So in such a case, you've got to move galidas, right? The achsu v'lo achsu. The ika inshi the achli. There are some people who would eat them. Mm-hmm. And there's some people who would not eat them. So now that. So if the person would be Azmin, then would be Galidaita, it would show that to him it's food. He's one of those kind of people. Lo Azmin, if he didn't Azmin, then just shows, yeah. Doesn't show, yeah, lo Galidaita. Again, so that's the case, but that is no Raya or Kasha to our Sugya. Now, here we go. So, what's that? Amar Rebbe Zeira. So now here we're going to bring a proof. This is basically the final kind of proof, right? Toshma, I'll bring you a proof from the kitchen. Yeah, Mipulin v'Adoshim, the Yom Tov kitchen. Yeah, from beans and lentils. Yeah, that you make a lentil soup on Yom Tov. Midday Yom Tov, someone's making a lentil soup. Yeah. They are fitting lakus. Lakus, Rashi says, is basically when you chew something raw. If you eat the kernel raw, right? So they are edible when Yom Tov comes in. Yeah, shadinu, he threw them, bikadeira, into the cooking pot. Idchulahu, they become unedible now. Look at Rashi, this is a bit strange, but the last line. Yeah, idchulahu kol zman shuroyskin. Once the pot and boiling on the stove, you can't partake of them. So in a certain sense, they're not edible right now. So they basically were edible before. You could chew your lentil, and then they put them and they get boiling, and then you can't eat them. And then coming on in the Gemara, gom bishulaihu. If you finished their cooking, chazulahu, they're going to be chazul. So you got the case of where it was fitting, not fitting, fitting. Yeah, and we know from our Yom Tov, everybody, ask anybody's wife, yeah, they'll tell you can eat those. It's not muksa. Right? So we know, we see over here, it's a ma'aseh b'chol yom, that there's no problem muksa over here. Ein muksa l'chatzis Shabbos. So Amalei Abaye says to him back, well, timing, according to what you're saying now, that something when it's boiling hot, yeah, it's considered like it's dechuya, it's considered like muksa. Basically, what we're saying that once you put it into the pot, since you can't partake of it, it's like muksa. So if that's the case, tikshi loch is going to be a kasha on you, kederus to alma, normal kederus, meaning on Shabbos, you're chulant, right? When Shabbos comes in, your chulant is boiling hot. You can't eat it. Yeah, that's what the... Okay. We don't say, and we know that something's muks on Benishmasa's muks alakula yuma. Right? So obviously, it can't be, yeah, that this is considered muksa or dechia. Right? So basically, I disagree with your principle that you're saying that basically something boiling hot is considered like pushed off.
Wait, it wasn't just that it was boiling hot, it was still hot. Well, it was cooked. When it was cooked, it was like you couldn't eat it.
No, that didn't say that. We said again, raw, the lechus means you can eat them raw.
And then you put them in the pot. Once they're in the pot, you can eat them raw and they're not cooked.
You filled that, you made that up, which was very good. No, I didn't. Yeah, it was a good point you're saying, but it's not. It must be that they're always edible. They're still edible, else then true. That would be a point. Which is, Ephraim's making a point over here with the lentils over here, that they were raw, and then they were, the reason you couldn't eat them because they were boiling, it's not because, it's maybe Ephraim was saying because they're not edible now, they're in that in-between stage like the grapes and like the soggy grapes. It can't be, it's like that. The only problem over here is that they're just the boiling.
Because people would eat lentils anyway if they were eating.
Because then the Gemara won't make sense and that would be considered dechia. Well, no, because that's the whole point. Let's finish the Gemara and you'll run it through. You'll see because we want to finish this, the cooking of this part. So Goma Bishulaihu. Oh, so now you finish. So now Abaye is saying, wait a second. According to what you're saying, that you're saying that anything that's boiling is considered like out of your realm, and therefore you won't be able to eat on Shabbos even. So dehas stam kederos, right? De alma benish mashos on the benish mashos, rois chois hey, the boiling, yeah. Also, and in the evening, well, I suppose even your Friday night chicken soup, yeah. Achlin and minayu, we eat them. Yeah, Ella, so says about you can't bring a proof. What you said, I'll explain to what the case that you're saying. Gomru b'de adam, lo kimi b'yalon. If it's finished, basically it's under the control of a person, lo kimi b'yalon, we don't have a question. Meaning that if you basically put it into this situation and you can control it, right, that it's within your... Because on Yom Tov, what's the case on Yom Tov, right? You have these lentils, which are totally... you could eat them, yeah, and you're putting it now in a certain sense boiling and you can't eat them, but afterwards you're going to be able to eat them. It's for sure going to happen. Yeah, it's in control. You're in control of it. You know what's going to be. You basically say, I'm going to get it. It's going to go through this process that I can't eat it for right now, but in the end I'm going to be able to eat it. So that's for sure. That's not a shaila. Ki can we boil on. When we're asking a question, is Gomru B'dei Shemayim, is when you're, if the completion is dependent on something that's out of your hands, i.e. heaven, meaning the sun, right? You don't know, right? Let's say you put some washing out this morning, yeah, and you thought it was going to dry, yeah, you thought wrong, right? Because it's not in your control. You look to the weather forecast or whatever, so certain things are not in your control. So over here, drying out your grapes and raisins on the roof, yeah, this is not in your control. So therefore, when you put it out to dry, in a certain sense, you've given it up to Hashem. You know what I mean? Like, so you don't. There, it could be that it's considered a haksar, and it would be called muksa. This needs digestion. Okay, we'll stop here.